Welcome to show number 131 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. What is going on, everybody? I know I probably have listeners that's wondering, wow, how did I get a podcast? Why in the heck am I doing back-to-back podcasts? And some of you, many of you probably don't follow Twitter or might have other things you might do in your life other than follow Twitter. I got a massive response. I remember getting a similar response about 9 months ago, I remember November, somewhere in there. I remember I got on Twitter and really tried to hammer tops as hard as I could. And I got a tremendous amount of resistance from people, from websites, from bloggers, from collectors, from anybody unfollowing me. I'm doing whatever. I'm ruining the hobby. Well, flash forward to today, I don't regret a damn thing I said, and I think a lot of people that stuck up for Topps probably would maybe say things a little bit differently, and certainly when I've made comments about Topps recently, it doesn't get quite the attention because I think people realized what was really going on over there. And so I don't regret anything I say, and I certainly don't regret anything I said about these Raz breaks, and I'll get to that more in a little bit. Okay, let me move on. I have some thoughts here. Again, this is more of a reaction show. People want, I can't possibly respond to everybody on Twitter, so I'm doing it here on a podcast. So I have some points people made. Some of them I certainly agree with and certainly can see your side. And some of them I just wanted to emphasize some points I might not have made on the previous podcast, and a lot of it has to do with a phone conversation I had with PayPal. So we'll talk about that. But the first thing I want everybody to realize that took offense to what I said, whether you're a buyer or a seller, if you're buying into these, I had a lot of people that were buying into these Raz breaks that were very upset with me, trying to shut these down, trying to get people to stop doing them. And I can understand with you. But there's a lot of things in life that are not good for you that you probably shouldn't do. Cigarettes, drugs, riding without a seatbelt in a car. These are all things people do, but probably aren't good for you. And allowing and buying into these kind of raffles, number one, it's illegal for the seller to do this. And so he can get shut down. So if you enjoy this person, if you trust this person, even if they're running legitimate Raz contests or whatever they're doing, even if they're running a legitimate business, they're going to get shut down at some point. And that's not good. You don't want to see that happen to your friends that have become, sellers you bought from that might become your friends or people you rely on. I don't care how much you enjoy these. If you want to process a credit card payment through somebody else that will do this, okay. But most people have their money on PayPal. Most people trust PayPal. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's a lot of reason why PayPal doesn't see a lot of competition. And when they do, it's hard for them to gain traction. And it's because of this very situation. People have their money tied up on PayPal. People trust PayPal. It's been around a long time. Do not, and I repeat, do not take that relationship for granted. There's a lot of people out there that think PayPal is like a right. PayPal, using PayPal is a privilege. And do not find out how great of a privilege that is until you got to go process payments on Square or on whatever some of these other processors are. And talk about a shady business. You want to just Google search poker payment processors. See how much fraud has gone on in that business. And porn website payment processors. And see how much fraud goes on in that website, on those websites. And whenever you buy something kind of shady, you're always checking out through some kind of weird system that looks custom and looks kind of archaic. And it's because they're using a shady processor. And that's what you'd have to use if you got shut out of PayPal. And that's exactly what would happen to you. So in a couple months' time, if you quit this, you'll keep your PayPal account. And I don't expect anybody to come thank me. But in essence, in warning people that they should not be doing these Raz breaks, and I'll go into my conversation with PayPal that lasted about an hour in a minute, why you shouldn't be doing this, because you're risking a lot, risking your whole business, you're risking your livelihood, you're getting risked by the DOJ or the federal government. The police would skip right over this because this is a federal government. You're taking money across state lines for a raffle. That's illegal in your state, wherever you live. It's illegal. You cannot do this. I'm warning you for your own betterment. And one day, if you keep your PayPal account, you'll thank me. And if you stop doing this, you'll thank me. Now, let me talk to... On my last show, my argument was this is more a ripoff for collectors. And I think collectors might have misunderstood my argument. And I kind of understand that. Totally understand that. Well, I started getting those tweets and I said, well, I'm going to call PayPal and see if this is even a legal transaction. And sure enough, after waiting on hold for a little while, I get in touch with a nice young lady that I start explaining this to. And obviously, when you're dealing with cards and people that don't collect cards, it took me a while to explain this. I had to get her to go to websites. I had to explain this in other terms. Like, if you're this is not just a sports card thing. You could be doing this with coins, with comic books, with any Coca-Cola collectibles, whatever. And it's still a ripoff. PayPal will not do this. When she saw this, she said, this is a raffle. This is essentially gambling. Because if you were doing poker chips or a right to get into a tournament, that's essentially what a box break is. If you were doing, if you're selling Raz spots to get in a free roll poker tournament or a $10,000 guaranteed poker tournament, does that seem very legal? No. And PayPal doesn't care if it's sports cards or entries into poker tournaments. It's considered gambling and it's considered a raffle. And PayPal is a public company. They realize their position in the payment processing business is not only large, but can get larger. And they can become as dominant and as big as Visa and MasterCard. And they're probably, I don't know if they're bigger than American Express, but there's the payment processing business is big and there's big companies in it because they make a lot of money. Visa sponsors the Olympics and sponsors big events because they make a lot of money. And so does PayPal. And they don't care about shutting you down if you're breaking their rules because they have shareholders and tons of other people they need to answer to, employees, CEOs, everybody. This is why you should not be doing this. Secondly, if you want, this is also from PayPal. This is straight from a phone conversation I had with PayPal. Anyone that has bought into one of these in the past, but especially in the last 90 days, can do a reversal and get your money back at any time. And at the same time, the seller is more than likely going to have their PayPal account frozen. So all this advertising you do on Twitter and Facebook and your websites and TV, this and that, you get one customer to buy in and say, hey, I'm going to try this and say, hey, this is, I see that this is illegal. I'm going to go reverse this transaction and tell PayPal what you were doing. And you get your PayPal account frozen. And this can happen. Trust me, PayPal always sides with the buyer. They've decided that's their motto. Is they almost always try to, if you file a claim, the odds of you as a seller getting it reversed back in your position is rare. The guy would really have to be making up stuff. And if someone bought into one of your Raz spots, it's really more of a raffle, essentially. You're going to get shut down the minute somebody reverses. They're going to get their money back. You're going to get shut down, and you're done. It's not worth the risk. It's not worth risking your entire business and other things you have to sell. I don't care how profitable these are. And again, my argument goes back. I don't care how much your customers like this. I don't care how much the hobby likes this. It's illegal. It's not what you're supposed to be. It's blatantly illegal. I know there's a lot of other gray areas, and I could have tons of shows on when you buy cards on forums and you pay for it with goods and don't pay a fee. That's illegal. And trust me, I know I don't know them personally, but I've seen plenty of people write that on forums. My PayPal account got shut down today. Why? Oh, probably because in the last 6 months, I've taken in $10,000 for payments for cards, and it's all been with no fee. And all of a sudden, eBay says, this guy's processed $10,000 worth of no-fee payments. Maybe we should go get our money. And that's what PayPal will do. They will come and get your money. So I'd be thankful. Some idiot on a podcast warned me of this before the PayPal shut me down. And if I had $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 sitting in my PayPal account, that's gone. You're not going to get that. And in fact, I've had an iced out PayPal account. I've had a frozen PayPal account. Money can come in. Trust me. I've had a frozen a PayPal account. I think it was for tickets. I had a weird situation for selling tickets, Bengals tickets or Colts tickets back in the day. And I had a dispute that I don't remember what happened, but I know my PayPal account got frozen for like 10 days. I couldn't take money out. I was still selling items on eBay, still getting payments for stuff that ended a few days ago. Money can come in. So, it's a nightmare. You do not want it to happen to you. And when I talked to eBay and I finally got the girl to the girl was very patient, and I tried to present the information to her like, is this illegal? I wasn't presenting it to her like, are these rad spots are illegal and I'm upset. I've never bought into one of these. I told her that. I told her I don't have an open case. I can't open a case. I've never bought into one of these. And I won't, because I feel it's a ripoff just from playing. It's a raffle. Why do I need to buy in a raffle when I can just go buy a pack? But anyways, after I explained it to her, I asked her, is this illegal? What are they doing? And she said, yes. Immediately said, yes, this is fraud. She used the words fraud. She used the words gambling. She used the words, this will get your account deactivated and frozen. Not good. You just do not want that to happen to you. And that's probably why I took the stance I did. And I know a lot of people got upset. And I'll use the analogy. This is a lot like your mom and dad telling you when you were young, or if you're young now, telling you not to do something you want to do. Go hang out with friends, or go sleep over at this guy's house, or buy a Corvette or something. And your mom and dad tells you no. And you hissy fit for a while, but then when you get to my age and older, you look back and you say, wow, when I have kids, I'm going to do the exact same thing they did. Even though it tortured me, it was a good idea. And maybe I'm wrong here, but after you call PayPal, show them the tweet. I show them tweets. I show them people's Vaughn TV page and describing this on forum threads and little posts and stuff. After the person from PayPal looked at all that, said, this isn't good. You're not supposed to do this. And, there's not much more I can say. The last thing I'll say, the last couple things I'll say is that, number one, the reason why I came out with names, the reason why I did that is because, well, heck, Sports Card Live talked about this exact, this is where I got the topic from. I listened to their podcast that was the day before. I didn't see 400 tweets going in their direction. And it was because they didn't call out anybody. And it's not going to stop. The stuff is not going to stop if you don't get everyone to realize it all at once that, number one, you're at risk at getting your PayPal account frozen. And number two, this, even if you're running legitimate, and most people are running legitimate, I guarantee you most of these guys are running legitimate raffles. But you set the precedent for other people to copy you and really fraud the system. I know that can happen in any business. It can happen in DVDs and electronic music, and it happens all the time in Jordans and fake New Era hats or whatever. It happens, but this is a tight community. When I feel like I can raise my voice and hopefully get people to put a stop to something that will lead to lots of people scamming, because the first thing that came to mind when I saw this was you could consistently, over a long period of time, run these RAS contests where you take in 10 to 100 names, 10, 20, 30, 100 names, however you want to run the contest. All you need is one guy to pay. And in fact, that's how you'll make the odds of making the most money. All you need to do is run a contest. One guy pays. You put him up against 20 other people. The break can be live and all this other stuff. You could be logged in on another computer and be chatting as somebody else, so it seems like there's five people in the room. But really, only one guy has a chance to win. And you can random that off on random.org. And sure, if that one guy that really did pay wins it, you could send him his cards. But if it's 10 people, you've got a 9-to-1 chance to win every time. And that's what people were going to do with this. They were going to give themselves a 9-to-1 chance to offer up a Colin Kaepernick card or a spot in Treasures basketball. And then we're going to say 10 people can enter, one will win, two will win. And one guy will buy in and they'll raffle it off all live and seem all legit. But all the other names are fake. They're them. And 9-1, they're going to win. It's better odds than a casino. To me, it's retarded. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's any word, any stupid word you could think of. To risk your business on that and to set the hobby up to just be frauded and frauded and frauded. That's just one way you can fraud people on these things. There's a whole lot of other ways you can on a raffle. That's why raffles are tightly regulated, and that's exactly why PayPal doesn't accept payments for them. Because, one, there's laws in place in states and federal laws and all kinds of stuff that you, if you had a lawyer tell you, he would say you're doing something really dumb here. But number two, PayPal would have the odds of a reversal on a transaction like that are high. PayPal would have to charge more money. And they could make the more money they charge, the less people use it, and the less money they make. So you got to understand things here in this hobby. If you make a mistake, it's okay. But you got to realize that it's hard for someone like me to individually email everybody on this list or DM or tweet them or report every case to PayPal. The fastest and easiest way to do this was try to get as many people's attention as I could, whether it be bad, especially if it was bad. Negative attention, especially towards me, tends to draw people in and tends to people will come and see what I said. If people are like, hey, I love you, Sports Card Radio or whatever, nobody's going to say, oh, well, what did he say today? But if everybody's saying I'm this, that, and the other, then yeah, people are going to come in and say and hear what I have to say. So next time, if you don't want this kind of reaction, don't, let it brush off. If any of you, anyone out there is totally welcome to put anything on their website or on Twitter and say anything about me. That's what Steven, people, I know I got accused of slander quite a bit. Slander, just search Google. If you don't want to hire a lawyer, if you hired a lawyer for slander, he'd probably take the case because he'd take all your money. They're extremely hard to prove. So save yourself some money and search Google and see how hard slander cases are to prove. I actually know a woman author who's in another field that puts the smack down on people much worse than I do. And she probably has had death threats. And she has never wanted, people have tried to sue this girl for slander all day long. But when you're telling the truth, or you're just giving your opinion, what does Stephen A. Smith get paid for? What do those guys on First Take and on the radio and sports talk get paid to do? They get paid to, they'll tell you LeBron sucks or Tiger's a horrible guy, cheated on his wife. Well, what are they doing? They're just telling you their opinion, and a lot of times they're telling you the facts. And that's what I was doing yesterday. I was telling you the facts. I didn't go into the PayPal bit because I hadn't talked to him yet. I wanted to talk to them and say, hey, is this illegal? Oh, yeah, it is. It's big time illegal. So there supports my argument even more. So I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if you don't follow me now. That doesn't mean a thing to me. In the long run, this is going to be better for the hobby. This is going to be better to prevent scams and shadiness. And number one, and most importantly, this is a great way, by quitting now and stop doing these Raz raffles, that's a really good way to keep your PayPal account. And trust me, that is a privilege. That is a privilege, not a right. It is not a right to have a PayPal account. If you get frozen out and try to set one up in another name and they catch you there, do not do that. Search Google on people that have tried that and what happens to them when you get caught again. Not a good thing. PayPal makes a lot of money. You'd be surprised how many employees they have. You'd be surprised with how they investigate stuff like this. They might take a while to act. They might not be actively pursuing cases like this. But the woman from PayPal thanked me for calling her and alerting about this. Because a lot of people just brush this on the, oh, collectors love it. I don't care if you guys like it. If you like smoking cigarettes, I'm still going to tell you, Yeah, you're going to increase your risk at dying a lot sooner. You're going to increase your risk at getting cancer. Maybe you don't like that. But it's the truth. It's not slander. My opinion, putting up a list of names is not slander. So, and if anybody wants to charge me with that or sue me for that, I honestly encourage you to do so. It's extremely difficult to prove, and what I did was not slander. When 10 minutes after I, or it was more like a couple hours after I posted my podcast, I started getting a bunch of heat. And all of them are admitted to doing these razz. So you admitted to exactly what I was, quote, slandering you about. So the arguments make no sense. And when they make no sense, and especially when it's a big reaction that I got, makes me see that people realize what they were doing was wrong. And that's okay. Sometimes it takes you guys a couple days, couple months. But one day you guys are going to look back and say, I'm glad someone warned me of this. Because if I got my PayPal, well, one day you'll look back and really be thankful that you have your PayPal account, because it's what people use. If you were in another business, if you were in a business that didn't, sports cards like lives on PayPal. A lot of other little collectibles and things do too, but sports cards especially. People that collect sports cards are very comfortable using PayPal and spend a lot of their money for cards goes through PayPal. Don't take that as like something that you when they send you the 40-page terms of service that you got to ignore those, or that you when you set up something and you process payments through PayPal, just because they go through and nobody says anything doesn't make them not right. You can get the poker companies were getting rich for years when it was illegal to do, and we saw what happened to them. They're all giving up all their wealth and going to not many of them went to jail, but they all had to give back a ton of money. And that's really the thing you'd have to do. If you ran thousands and thousands, trust me, PayPal, what they would do a lot of times is with these scams, they get alerted of them. They let them go on because they want you to rack up 10, 20, 30, 40,000. They'll come get your house. They'll come get your car. They'll come get whatever's worth money from you to get their money back. That's what corporations do. If you don't, and again, what I said on Twitter today, if you don't like it, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but this is just facts. Call PayPal and tell them what you're doing. Call PayPal and tell them about these razz spots. Call PayPal and tell them how it's a raffle. I guarantee you none of you guys will do that. Nobody will do that. If you're a buyer of these razz spots, call PayPal and tell them about the buyer you're buying from them. Tell them how legitimate these raffles are. And I mean, is that the kind of thing you want to be involved in? That's exactly like hanging out with a buddy that carries a gun and does shady things. And it's like, yeah, he's your buddy, he's your homie. But at some point, you got to do the right thing. And in the long run, that's going to get you a long way in life. And in the long run, that's going to save your business and save your PayPal account if you're doing the right thing. And I'll probably end it on that note. So I thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, I apologize. I'll say this right now. I'm going to apologize to anybody I put on the list yesterday, anybody that was offended, whether you were on the list or not on the list. I apologize to you. And I will say, if this stops, if people don't do this, which is common sense because you're going to get your PayPal account shut down. But if for some reason you're moronic to stop, not keep doing this, I'm going to keep calling you out. Hell yeah, I will. But if you're smart enough to quit now, trust me, you'll thank me later. You're going to thank me later. In the long run, you're going to look back and say, why did I risk my business? Why did I risk my financial future? Why did I break the law? It's not a good thing to do. In the long run, just do what's right. And it's going to get you a long way in life and especially business. On that note, we are out of here.